Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Wake your asses up. It's your favorite Theo Al Cintron on the Fan, filling in for C-Mac on the overnight. Absolute Cintron. Number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Leagues behind the glass. What's good, brother? So, the aftermath of the Jets trades. We'll get into that later. MLB free agency is about to start. Let's go, Mets and Yankees. Two former Met coaches crossed the line. Joining the enemy. We'll get into that as well. But I'm going to start with the New York Knicks. You know, last year, Jalen Brunson, towards the end of the season, missed 15 games, came back late in the season. And I begged the Knicks, begged Coach Tibbs, begged the organization to please play the following starting lineup heading into the playoffs. See what you got. See how they play together. And that lineup was OG Anunoby, Karl-Anthony Towns, Mitchell Robinson, Mikal Bridges, and Jalen Brunson. I begged for that. Begged for that. Because all season long we saw, and we've all known this, that the two best players on the Knicks in the starting lineup, Brunson and Towns, are their worst defenders. And during the course of the season last year, there were plenty of times when OG had to come over and help Jalen Brunson on the perimeter. Bridges had to leave his guy and help OG help Brunson on the perimeter. Same thing with Towns, leaving their guy to help. Leaving wide open shots. Thought Mitchell Robinson starting would help with that. That way if the offensive play gets past Brunson or Towns, guess what? Robinson's waiting right in the middle. The only issue with Robinson has been his health. The big issue. But he is a huge difference maker. And the Knicks didn't have that lineup to end the season and going into the playoffs. And by the time they did it, it was too late. It was too late versus the Indiana Pacers. And you look at last night's game versus the Minnesota Timberwolves. I know Ant-Man, it was his first game back coming off a hamstring injury. But the stat that caught my eye the most, it wasn't that the Knicks, you know, second chance points, you know, points in the paint. They shot 102 shots. 102 shots in a game. You know, the Knicks have only done that once in the last decade. Once in the last decade. That means they had plenty of opportunities. Plenty of opportunities. Yes, they shot 19 of 42 from the three-point line. Yes, they out-rebounded the Timberwolves, who are a miserable defensive team when Rudy Gobert's not in the game. They can't rebound when he's not in the game. They don't play defense when he's in the game. It's just wide open season in the paint. And the numbers show it. The numbers show it. The numbers show it. as Carlos Ortiz gives me the DX chop by the door. Threw me off my game there. But the Knicks played a complete game. Yes, they did the same thing versus Chicago as well. Same thing versus Chicago. And I was impressed by that performance as well, coming off an embarrassment in Chicago when they gave up a $1.35 to the Bulls in Chicago. Who, by the way, are for real. They don't have a megastar, but Josh Giddey is starting to show his worth, why he was a lottery pick. And the Bulls are 6-1. You know, came back against Philly the other night, down 24. So that was an impressive bounce-back performance versus the Bulls. I'm not going to take anything away from the Knicks when it comes to that game. The Timberwolves, you know, they haven't had their star player for a couple weeks. Well, 10 days, excuse me. Julius Randle came into the Garden, had a big game. Dante DiVincenzo was on fire. Felt like old times in the Garden with the old Knicks. But Karl-Anthony Towns set the tone early in his game in the first quarter with his scoring, with his passing, with his rebounding. You know, he was dealing with an illness, so he didn't know if he was going to play. He played. You can see his play, you know, scaled off in the second half, but they didn't need him. The Knicks scored 83 points in the second half. 83! If you're a big 90s basketball fan like I was, the Knicks scored 83 points in one game back in the day. And I love those games. Love those games. But this is a new NBA. And the Knicks put up a $1.37 and routed the Timberwolves in Madison Square Garden and protect home court. And they are undefeated at home. I don't care who the opponent is. You want to protect home court in the NBA. And then go 500 on the road. And if you go 500 on the road in the NBA and you win most of your games at home, you should easily get 50 to 55 wins in the NBA. Easy in the NBA. But Mitchell Robinson playing in spurts right now because they are trying to baby him along so that when the playoffs come, it's ready to rock and roll time. And there's no back-to-back games in the playoffs, so Mitchell will be available to play, you know, game one, game two, game three, so on and so forth. But last night, in limited minutes, Mitchell Robinson was sensational. Sensational. 10 points, 8 points, 10 rebounds in 16 minutes. Outstanding. OG Anunoby's been a beast on the boards as well. And he's been shooting the ball. He's been unconscious from three-point range lately. 25 points, 8 rebounds. Again, Karl-Anthony Towns, double-double. But he set the tone in the first quarter for this team. Jalen Brunson, slow start. And in the third quarter, took over the game and had his first, career. No, he didn't have it. Almost had a triple-double. 23 points, 10 assists, 7 rebounds. He's never had a triple-double in his career. Never. Another guy who's been struggling with his shot, Josh Hart. You know, said he has nerve damage in his hand. He can barely feel his fingers at times. Well, if you're going to shoot like you've done the last couple games, you don't need any damn nerves. 4 threes. He's a guy that you're going to leave open most of the time. And he's got to make his shots. And he did that last night. He's not always going to do that. But last night, he was sensational from three-point range. The whole Knicks team in general was sensational. Bridges, 14 points. Josh Hart, 18, 5-4. Back to his old self. You know, in the beginning of the season, the first couple of games, I should say, for Josh Hart, you could see he was out of it. Remember, he didn't play most of the preseason because of a back injury. He was resting his back. And also, Mike Brown has not been, you know, he's playing his rotations, trying to figure out his rotation, I should say. You know, a lot of guys are playing. Clarkson's playing. Shamit's playing. Hart's playing. McBride's playing. You know, Yabusele's playing. The five starters. They're playing 10, 11 guys a night. Do I think that's going to last? No. In the second half of the season, no. And into the playoffs, no. Because that's when you ramp up the minutes. That's when you see Brunson playing close to 40 minutes in a playoff game. That's when you see Karl-Anthony Towns playing 35 to 40 minutes in a playoff game. OG Anunoby, 35 minutes. Bridges, 35 minutes. You'll see that in the playoffs. The thing that we've been complaining about for years with Tibbs is that he rode the starters way too much. My biggest complaint with Tibbs is that when the Knicks were up 30 with 3 or 4 minutes left in the game, why the hell were the starters still in the game? It's the perfect opportunity to take the starters out.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Perfect opportunity. And give them a blow. Give them a rest. Especially when you have a game the next night. But he didn't do that. Which is the reason he's not here anymore. The players didn't like that. There was a handful of players that went to bat for him. But Tibbs has said it, he felt like he was stabbed in the back by the players he helped make. Now, if I was one of those players, you should have manned up. I would have told Tibbs to his face. You know, they asked me this, I said this. I respect you, coach, so I'm going to tell you this. That didn't happen. We all know Josh Hart loves Tibbs. We all know Jalen Brunson loves Tibbs. You know, Jalen Brunson took his career to a whole new level under Coach Tibbs. We all know Karl-Anthony Towns not the biggest Tibbs fan, Minnesota and in New York. But right now, the Knicks at home have been unstoppable. And they continue this homestand. And they got to keep protecting home court. That's the name of the game. Protect home court. You heard Clyde say it over and over and over the years. You got to protect home court. And those Knicks teams in the 90s always did that, protected home court. Coming into Madison Square Garden, it was a tough place to play, a tough place to win. And in Madison Square Garden, you know the opponents always give their best. Heck, Anthony Edwards, who's been out, he wasn't supposed to be back for another couple days. So one trip to Madison Square Garden, guess what? He suited up. He wanted to play there. All the top stars want to play at Madison Square Garden. And now the Knicks get a long stretch of days off. They don't play until Sunday versus the Brooklyn Nets, who finally got a win. So congratulations. 0-82 is off the board, but 1-81 is still on the board. And you got the Grizzlies, who have their own issues. The Magic, who everybody's darling. Oh, they got Desmond Bane. They're going to the conference finals. They're struggling. The Miami Heat, who beat the Knicks early this season in Miami. They have a back-to-back with them next week. Friday night in Madison Square Garden, and then in Miami the Monday. But I was very, very impressed with Mitchell Robinson. This is what I envisioned when it came to the starting lineup of Robinson, Towns, OG, Bridges, and Brunson. This is why I begged on social media, play this lineup. To end the season last year, you have a handful of games. Brunson's coming back from his injury. Play this lineup and see what you got. So that when the playoffs come, this is not foreign language. Screamed it on the air before the end of the season. Play this lineup. Because I saw the potential there. Robinson cleaning up the boards. Karl-Anthony Towns doesn't want to play center. He doesn't. He wants to be outside, shoot the three, you know, drive to the basket when he can. That pull-up three from his when he walks into it is just, it's cash. Most of the time, it's cash. He's the best shooting big man in the game. He is. But he also did what I can't stand in that third quarter. Even though the Knicks blew out the T-Wolves in the second half, he picked up two stupid fouls. Two stupid, ridiculous fouls that he had no business committing. None. And he did it. And he needs to snap out of that because he's going to cost his team in the playoffs. He's going to cost his team in the playoffs with that. The only difference between last year and this year is the Knicks' depth. They have a ton of it. And when Mitchell Robinson's not playing, you're going to see Yabusele's going to get the minutes. He's going to get more minutes. He only got nine tonight. He's going to get more minutes. Hawk Porty's going to get minutes when Mitchell Robinson doesn't play. On back-to-back nights. Or if he needs a maintenance day for his ankle or for his back or for his hip. Whatever it is. Because you know Mitchell Robinson's like the walking operation, the game, you know. That's him. Something's always hurting. But when he's going, I mean, come on. 16 minutes, 10 rebounds, 8 points. That was easy money on the gambling apps, the rebounds. Psst. Keep taking his 8 rebounds while it's plus money. Keep taking it. I know the other night, Gallo and Pete Kennedy, I gave him a bet. Said it was a Josh Hart night. They hit. I parlayed with other things I didn't hit, but congratulations to them. But this is the Knicks team I envisioned, this starting lineup that I begged the organization to do last year before the season ended. And this is a starting lineup when Mitchell Robinson's available that they have to stick with. Now, what happens when they do Hakimich? You know it's going to happen. We haven't seen it yet, but you know it's going to happen. And he said he improved his free throw shooting. Well, he had a chance last night to debut his brand new free throw, you know, confidence. Clank, 0 for 1. In the Eastern Conference, who do I fear in the Eastern Conference? Like I said, the Bulls are 6-1. The Pistons are 6-2. The Knicks are 5-3. The Cavs are 5-3. The Bucks, the Sixers, the Hawks, the Raptors. The Celtics are on the bottom. The Magic is struggling. And then you got a bunch of teams that just stink. The Hornets stink. The Nets stink. The Pacers stink. The Wizards stink. Which team do I fear the most in the Eastern Conference?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.